Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, the most positive business talk show in America. Best-selling authors of Lists That Saved My Business and founders of the Extreme Customer Service Directory, Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer are inspiring you to get your business right. They know that customer experience isn't just another thing, it's the only thing. Let's join Angel and Eric for today's program.
Hello and welcome to the Experience Pros Radio Show with Angel and Eric. Very nice to have you along with us today. We are here to remind you that small business is big business, and your business is our business. I'm a little sideways.
Are you a little sideways? What does that mean?
Well, we have just now implemented new technology, and I don't know where to look.
You don't know where to look. Oh, you don't know where to look. He's giving me the whole Angel's being difficult. So we have a live video feed that usually is just a webcam in studio.
Yeah.
Eric loves catering to the camera, and he's always making comments and googly eyes at the camera.
No, you know that's not true.
And you know that's true. Go and watch it. And so today we have a new technology, and so now we're using the webcams or the cameras that are built into our laptops.
And we're feeding it straight to Facebook Live on our Facebook page, facebook.com/experiencepros.
He's saying, Angel, don't look at me. You got to look at the camera. Well, then I'm not going to have my camera face you. Like, if I'm not going to look at you, I won't face you then. And he's like, well, don't go anywhere.
So here's another thing I've noticed. As I look at you and you look at me, we look in opposite directions. And so it looks like we're looking off the camera instead of looking at each other. We'll have to figure that out. I think you should run this thing. I don't know what the deal is.
Well. So while Eric's fixing the technology.
Not fixing. Just riding it.
He says, Angel, I need you to look up the news stories for the day and figure out, you know, what are the fun news things that we're going to talk about. Of course, you get the headlines. You've probably been hearing the headlines all day long throughout, you know, listening to the radio and catching up, you know, at the water cooler at work and all that. But we love to bring you fun things you probably aren't common knowledge, you know, kind of put a smile on your face through the day. But our old producer,
yes,
used to look for these funny headlines.
It's true.
Do you remember that? And
yes,
he would just, a headline would just capture him. So this is my homage to Bill.
This is your homage to Bill.
Yes. In this headline. And the headline reads, I'm not making this headline up. You would always make up headlines.
You see when you have to throw a disclaimer.
No, this is the real headline.
All right.
This is the real headline. Cheese. Suspected in pizza delivery theft. Cheese suspected in pizza delivery theft. And the reason that that's so funny is because the gentleman who was involved, a juvenile, was thought to be involved in a robbery of a pizza delivery man in the Penn Township, will be charged as an adult. His name? Sheldon Cheese.
Come on. Come on. Nobody has the name Sheldon Cheese.
Sheldon Cheese,
that's the cheesiest name I've ever heard.
Knocked on the man's car window, and he got out of the car while they waited at the rear, pointing the car. Anyways, Cheese and the other guy stole two pizzas and $25, and they will be charged as adults for that cheesy theft.
Wow.
Yes. I thought it was so funny. I'm over here giggling to myself. Yes. Cheese suspected in pizza delivery.
All right.
Theft. And then I have a story about a daddy.
A daddy?
Who had kind of a outfit fail in sending his daughter to school. Yes.
He had an outfit fail sending his daughter to school?
Sending his daughter to preschool or to daycare.
Hey, look who's at the window. Sherry is watching us on the video live. And Sherry, I've got your eggs for you right here.
Sherry,
you
got
to come get your eggs. So come on in. No, come in. We're doing this live.
Eric has a treat for
you. I had such a horrible fail yesterday. So excuse the story for just 1 minute. Folks, have you ever gone to Starbucks and had these new egg droppers or whatever they call them?
Egg droppers?
Yeah, there's something like that.
Egg droppers?
So,
I don't think that's
so
what they're
Cher
called.
So Cher comes into the studio. Cher is Angels.
Egg bites.
They're something. I don't know what they're called. Sous vide bites or something like that. Anyhow. Cher came into the office yesterday, and she was hanging out with her new sous vide bites. And she went into Angel's office. I'm going to show you exactly how she did it.
I'll have you know that Eric wasn't the first person she showed this to, but he was the only person who responded in such way.
Cher went into to Angel's office and slid the package out and says, "Have you tried these new egg things?" That's no, don't you can't correct me.
She's sitting here shaking her head. She says, "Have you tried these?"
And Angel says, "No, I have not." And so then Cher comes into my office and she says, "Have you tried these?" And I said, "Well, no." But she's holding them like I am to the camera. If folks, you got to go check out the video on this. I promise it's worth going to see. And she's holding it like this. And I said, "Well, no, I haven't tried them, but don't mind if I do." And I reached in and I, two fingers, grabbed one. I didn't realize there were only two. I thought there eggs come in a dozen, so I thought there was going to be a lot of them. And I grabbed one and I just popped it in my mouth. And she looked at me and said, "That's my lunch."
Now, do I have a moment? Just
I think
just
Cher needs to.
All right, Cher, come on in.
So the only thing I want to clarify is, I didn't say, "Did you try?" I said, "Have you seen?"
I'm pretty sure you said, "Did you try?"
Where's that recorder?
It's right here. It's my gift to you. I apologize for stealing your lunch yesterday.
But they are really good.
Hey, would you like this, or do you want to use your fingers like I do?
It's all right. It'll all work out just fine. But I do appreciate you giving me another set.
Yeah, just scooch into the picture so we can say hello. This way. This camera right there.
Hi.
There you go. Folks, forgive us. I know.
It was very awkward.
Yeah.
So here in the office, Cher brings them into me. She brings me to shows me and have I seen them. And I saw them on
eggs make you pufferfish, so you
it
don't.
It didn't matter.
You don't even.
But it wasn't like she said, "Well, do you?" She never said, "Well, you didn't take one. Why would you? You know, you haven't tried one."
Right.
She didn't make any reference.
I think it's
to
just
that.
A female intuition thing.
But Eric took it and popped it in his mouth.
It was in front of me, and I happened to be hungry. And she just. And you know what? Dang,
there were only two.
I didn't know that. Eggs come in dozens in my world. I had no idea there were only two.
Yeah, but you've been to the Starbucks. You've seen the big signs.
Hey, everybody. I've not seen the signs. I never knew the product existed, which is crazy because I used to manage Starbucks. But thanks to the people who are watching us live, we appreciate you.
And there are people watching.
There are.
Excellent.
We're grateful of that.
You're
telling us about a new story.
I am.
A father sent his daughter to school.
Daughter to daycare. And she looks like she's 9 months old. So baby, she's a baby, but she sits up on her own.
All right. I do that too.
Yeah. And so, I mean, sweet little girl. So of course, could not participate in the dressing of herself, right? So this was all on daddy. Daddy gets a text from a mommy with a picture of baby saying, "Did you send Olivia to daycare without a shirt on?"
Without a shirt on?
And he says,
"It's inappropriate no matter what time of day."
I sent her with that thing on.
That thing?
That thing on.
What's
and,
that thing?
And mom says, "Her overalls?" He says, "Yeah. You're supposed to wear a shirt under the overalls." He says, "I got to plead ignorance
even
here.
Even I know that."
So he took baby girl with that thing on.
She's 9 months old.
She's 7 months old. She's 7 months old.
You know what? They're taking pictures of her in the bath with her sisters or brothers or neighbors or whatever.
Daycare.
When I was a kid, I actually took a bath with one of my neighbors. And she was a girl, and I was like, that old,
right?
Tiny.
Right.
And thank God the internet did not exist.
Right. No, okay. I think I say that all the time. Thank God the internet did not exist. So did you hear about when my son got invited? He got invited to a pretty swanky event. It said black tie only.
Really?
He's pretty shocked when he showed up and everybody else was wearing tuxedos.
Yeah. Yeah. That's bad.
That was Mike Groner.
That was awesome.
Oh, okay. All right. So,
You got to tune in just for the jokes,
right,
folks.
Just for the jokes. My mother-in-law was listening yesterday to my For Whom We'll Never Know For Whom the Tell's Bold.
Yes.
She says, I'm going to use that. I'm going to say that again.
Joke.
Do you remember about, was it earlier? Maybe it was last summer.
I was going to say, if it was earlier today, I remember the workout that we just got through and you brutally killed it.
That the Smithsonian was taking applications for the best job ever.
Yeah. Well, it had something to do with beer, right?
It did.
Yeah.
It was for the brewers, kind of the it was the National Museum of American History.
Right.
But they wanted somebody to kind of talk about the understand that beer plays.
And your whole job was to sample beer and share it with others.
And to go and see where people were drinking beer and participate in beer festivals.
It's like that Sam Adams guy who sits there and goes like this with the hops.
Right?
Yeah.
They were saying that we feel that beer's it's integrated into all facets of American history. And so people were applying for this job. It was a 1 year. They were going to pay you for a year pretty much to drink beer.
Right.
And so it started. Somebody was chosen. She's now fully integrated into the position.
Which means
she's hit
drunk.
The ground running, spending her first few weeks on the job, combing through the museum's extensive collections to see what beer-related materials the institution already has on hand. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was like the best job ever.
No doubt.
Right? And so she gets a full year to actually have this complete experience to find out how beer brings people together.
Well, thanks for bringing that. And Tom, the answer is no, we're not on YouTube yet. We're going to take this video and send it to YouTube. For those of you who are watching us and listening to us, thank you. We'll be back right after these messages. You're listening to Angel and Eric, and this is the Experience Pros Radio Network, home of positive business talk.
The Experience Pros, revolutionary.
Are you currently in the middle of a new home purchase and wondering if you're going to get the best deal out there? Have you been working on getting a home loan and still not sure if you're approved? Hey, this is Eric. Is your closing date fast approaching? You still don't know when or even if you're going to close? Check out our friends at Movement Mortgage. Let them serve your mortgage needs. They specialize in first-time home buyers, military, and low down payment options. And they're here to serve you. Get your free mortgage consultation and rate match comparison at movement.com. With their upfront approval and streamlined closing process, you'll know if and when you're going to close. Join the movement of change and discover a new way to bring you home fast. Movement Mortgage. Movement Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS ID 39179. NMLC consumeraccess.org. Movement Mortgage.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction, Hope, and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction, Hope, and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is the Experience Pros Radio Show. Got an opinion or want to ask us a question? Email radio at experiencepros.com or message us on the Experience Pros Facebook page, and we'll interact with you live on the show.
Yes, indeed, we will interact with you live on the show, 855-FANBRAG. You want to join the program, we'd love to hear from you. Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show, home of positive business talk.
Right. All right. Now, did your New Year's start with, I'm going to eat healthier, we're going to put a little bit more health into our diets?
Yes. The key word to emphasize is started.
We're going to start. Well, mm-hmm. It might have required gluten-free meals, maybe giving paleo eating a try. But if you're like me, it's difficult to give up our favorite meals. So we brought on our expert guest, Diana Koulian. She's passionate about creating wholesome versions of your favorite food. She removes the gluten, the dairy, the soy, grains, all the sugar from your traditional comfort foods, but makes them edible, which is fabulous.
Love that.
This hobby propelled her to start the popular blog, RealHealthyRecipes.com. That's RealHealthyRecipes.com, where she shares hundreds of delicious recipes and mouth-watering photos. Diana Koulian, welcome to the Experience Pros Radio Show.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Diana, it's fantastic having you. Now you talk about hacking a recipe, and I know what it is to hack a computer. I think I know what it is to hack a cell phone. I know that many times cats make a hacking noise to bring up something lovely. But what is hacking a recipe?
Well, it's a really good question, and it's a question I get a lot. So hacking a recipe, what I'm doing is I'm taking a traditional recipe. It's made with processed ingredients. Typically, it has grains and gluten and dairy, soy and the cane sugar, and I'm replicating it only using wholesome, real food ingredients.
I am so excited. This is going to be, I know, my new go-to website, because they're all full of all of these things, gluten and dairy and soy and sugar that we're not supposed to be eating. But when we take out all the good stuff. Who's the comedian says, I don't know what gluten is, but it must be delicious.
Right?
I think that's Jerry Seinfeld.
Right? Yeah, absolutely.
So the whole key is that your finished product, it has to have the same look, the feel, and of course the flavor of the original product that you're trying to replicate. That's the key to it.
Okay, so what is most shocking that you were able, most shocking recipe that you were able to take, like lasagna or, I don't know, cookies.
Stop it. You're making me hungry.
Right? Do you think there's no way I can turn that into something healthy, and you actually
did. I think one of the more challenging ones that I have hacked, and that is in my new book, is for a Snickers bar. I actually did hack that.
Come on.
But, you know, I just love the challenge. So I do have a big sweet tooth. And so the cookies and the desserts, I definitely hack that a lot. And then there's, you know, comforting casserole dishes, which are practical for families, but, you know, it still has that comfort and ease to make. Breakfast pastries, muffins, pizza is a big one, and then noodle dishes, breads, rolls, and then I love hacking slow cooker recipes.
Diana, are you single?
I'm not.
Dang. All the good ones are taken.
I've been married for 14 years.
God bless you. Congratulations on that. Well, it sounds great. And you're talking about slow cooker recipes. I am a big fan of rice cookers. And rice cookers, of course, kind of a slow cooker on steroids with a little bit of a sealed element to it. Man, is it amazing. And you can do a lot of these things in that as well, I'm sure.
I'm sure you could. Yes, definitely.
I'm pretty excited. Okay, so the website is realhealthyrecipes.com. Is that correct?
Yes, that is my blog, correct.
All right. And so this just started, you started just doing this for friends and family. When did it flash over?
You know, I started it in 2009 and it definitely was just for the family, and I'm, you know, kind of coming up with stuff for my kids. I'd say like 2012 I kind of realized, like, holy cow, like, people like this stuff. And so my first book came out in 2014, which is The Recipe Hacker. And then more recently in December, my second cookbook, The Recipe Hacker Confidential, came out. And I've actually expanded my blog to include a membership side where I do all your meal planning, and you can just kind of one click to generate your grocery list once you select your recipes. So it's really kind of grown into this community.
Will you come over and cook for me? You bring your husband.
I think you live kind of far away from me.
Oh, come on.
She's in Southern California.
I grew up there. That's close enough.
What is your most, like, favorite ingredient to work with, Diana?
Well, whiskey. You know, going back to the baking, I really like using coconut palm sugar. Mm-hmm. And then to replace flours, there's so many, like, grain-free, gluten-free flours, like almond flour and coconut flour, arrowroot starch. So there's so many, like, fun ingredients that we can use for baking. And in, you know, cooking savory, it's all about vegetables. I mean, I turn vegetables into noodles, vegetables into rice, and just get creative with, you know, kind of trying to recreate these traditional savory recipes, but just taking out all the starches and all of those grains.
Dan, I heard vegetables into noodles. I got that zoodles, right? And I don't know what other vegetables we can turn into noodles, but rice? What kind of vegetables do we turn into rice?
I'm going to guess. Is it cauliflower?
Cauliflower is a big one, yes. We shred the cauliflower, and then there's so many different ways that we can make it flavorful. And it's, you know, it's incredible how much you do feel like you're eating rice. And I love giving people samples who are not used to this way of eating.
Sure.
Because the thing that they say first off is, I can't believe how good this tastes. Because that when you're using these real food ingredients, like, the flavors are phenomenal. And we're getting all the vitamins and the nutrients, and then, of course, the fiber content is great, as well as the calories being low. So it's really just a win-win-win.
Absolutely. You know, it's funny, one of our listeners, Nick, says his favorite ingredient is tacos. I understand that. But you know what, Nick? We're turning over a new leaf, and I think we both could stand to lose a pound or 10 or 20 or 50.
I have a couple of taco recipes, so you can just search that on my website.
I am going to, yeah, realhealthyrecipes.com. We're talking with Diana Cooley, and passionate about helping you hack your comfort foods, taking the gluten out, the dairy out, all that stuff that we've said we were going to stop eating January 1.
Diana, do you have any recipes for bananas? Because another listener, Dennis, was saying that bananas have an interesting side effect. Do you have good banana recipes?
I definitely have some recipes that have bananas. I mean, just off the top of my head, I make a coconut milk ice cream where I sweeten it with bananas. And then, of course, I have some banana in some baking. I also do, like, a chocolate-dipped frozen banana that's really good.
Yeah.
Will you come back on this show regularly?
Oh, my gosh. If you would like me to.
I think I need to.
Okay.
You're going to help me get...
This is the hardest part. They were doing a weight loss challenge at our gym, and we thought, okay, well, I don't need to work out more. I need to stop sticking all this
right.
stuff in my mouth.
February 1st.
That's
it's a new January.
All right, Diana, again, give us the website one more time.
It's realhealthyrecipes.com. And actually, right now, I am giving away some copies of my new book for the cost of shipping. So if you land on my page, you'll see the little link to that.
Love that.
Excellent.
Love you.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
It was a great interview. Thank you so much. We appreciate you.
Awesome.
All right.
Thank you so much, guys.
Wow. I feel lighter just talking about all this good stuff.
Yeah, that didn't work.
And I love the interaction that's
going on.
You're
going to actually have to eat something healthier.
And you said eat. That sounds good to me. All right, gang, we're going to take a quick break and go to the bottom of the hour news. We'll check the market update just after these messages. And don't forget to do business with the people who do business with the pros. We appreciate you. Back right after this.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples Guide. This year I'm preparing my own taxes.
Good for you.
Yep, I'm going to be accountable.
Right. Well, Staples can help with storage and filing supplies, plus software like QuickBooks and TurboTax.
Go on. You have my interest.
And now get TurboTax for up to $15 off at Staples.
Up to 15 bucks off TurboTax? That'll pay handsome. Returns.
Right.
Thanks, Staples Guy. Depreciate it.
Uh-huh.
Everything you need this tax season for less, like up to $15 off TurboTax. Staples. Make more happen.
In-store only is 4117.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM19, Oregon DM80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658.
Biz Talk Radio.
Experience Pros Radio Show, home of the original Fan Bragging Fridays. Take just 20 seconds to become a business revolutionary by sharing a fan bragging story of great customer service by using the hashtag FanBrag or calling the Fan Bragging Hotline at 855-FANBRAG, F-A-N-B-R-A-G. Now back to Angel and Eric, the Experience Pros.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Positive business talk. Checking the markets. Dow is down just about 0.5%. NASDAQ is riding just about even, up 0.02%. And the S&P 500 is down by about 0.1%.
That doesn't hardly seem worth talking about.
Well, with the Dow being down, it's down 107 points as we speak today. So that's significant. The rest of them are kind of riding right down near the middle line.
All right, well, let's talk about putting some innovation into your business day. Of course,
love innovation.
Finding new product ideas and innovations to excite customers, they say, requires colossal creative effort and a certain comfort level with taking risks.
Oh, I'm totally comfortable with risks.
Yes, you are. Well, this effort to take a product from idea to development is both time and energy intensive. It also demands dealing with those naysayers at the table who poke holes in every idea expressed along the way.
I'm gonna poke them in the eye.
And then valuable momentum is often lost. But our survival, especially in today's business world, necessitates overcoming these ingrained behavioral biases that hinder new ideas and stifle creative solutions. So here to help us turn those naysayers into innovators is Beth Storrs, the co-author of the book Outsmart Your Instincts. It's our instincts that are keeping us from being innovative. Beth Storrs, welcome to the Experience Pros Radio Show.
Thank you.
Beth, very nice to have you along with us. Let's begin with this. Why are there so many naysayers? Can't we all just get along?
That would be wonderful, and we definitely have some tools to make that happen. But the naysayers in any given situation, particularly when companies are trying to come up with ideas, are finding themselves succumbing to the negativity bias. The negativity bias is something that is ingrained in all of us, and we all have it, and it's kind of hard to break out of. But if you think back to good old cave times when, you know, somebody heard a rustle in the bushes and they went to go check it out, they'd probably get eaten, right?
Right.
But the people... But the people who are risk-averse and avoided that new thing, you know, they passed on their DNA, and basically all of us are the descendants of these risk-averse ancestors.
Well, and this is why we send Angel into the elevator first.
Yeah, but it's been a long time.
Women and children first.
Since, you know, our caveman eating days where we had to worry about an animal. I mean, we're just talking about, you know, maybe implementing a new idea of technology or, you know.
But this sort of sticks with us as humans. So anytime something new comes up, the first thing that we're going to do is kind of see it as a risk and identify what's wrong with it, identify why it's not going to work, who's not going to like it, why it's going to take too much time, why it's going to take too much money. I'm sure you could list four or five other things.
This is me to a T, Beth. You know, anytime something comes up, my brain goes into, okay, this is how long it's going to take. This is the tool we need. This is why this can't be done. And I worry that I am that naysayer I am that naysayer at the table and I'm killing the innovation. Where do I start?
Well, first of all, it's not your fault because it's just ingrained in all of us, right? So those responses, we call them yes buts. Oftentimes you hear it, yes, but that's not going to work. And the yes tries to kind of acknowledge that there's something good there, and the but shoots the entire idea down, right? So what we do is we use a different mindset, and it's called forness thinking, and it's grounded in what you're for in an idea. Mm. So it's kind of the opposite of againstness, okay?
I think you're making up words.
I am. It is a total made-up word. Okay. You will not find it in the dictionary.
As long as you admit it, then we can still move on and we're going to be okay.
We totally admit it. but what you do is when you hear that idea that kind of gives you that reaction, that yes-but reaction, the first thing you do is think about what you're for in that idea. What do you like? What's good? What's the potential? Because not every idea is perfect, but there's something in every idea that you can use to springboard off of. And then instead of doing a for and an against in an idea or pros and cons, you take any of those concerns that you have and you say to yourself, well, what do I wish were different? What do I wish for to make that idea better? How might we change this to make it better? And instead of shooting down the idea, you're capturing the good, holding on to it, and moving forward with it, and then tweaking anything that you had a yes but about to make it better. And the best part about it is that if everybody is using this language, you automatically start tricking your brain into solution finding. If you're the one who says, yes, but it's too expensive, well, and then I say, well, how might we make it more affordable? All of a sudden, everybody in the room is starting to think about ways to make it more affordable. You see how that works?
I do. And I'm seeing it. It's in its simplicity, it's kind of brilliant. Because, you know, and you're not leaving it all on one person to solve it.
Right.
Too. Like, I brought it to you, now you figure it out. You know, you're worried that it's too expensive, you figure out how to make it more affordable.
I wish that you would figure that out, Angel. I'm practicing. Beth, help us.
One thing that Angel pointed out, which was great, is that it becomes all of our idea. So it's not like one person has to be responsible for it. Once you start using that language as a group, it's a very collaborative atmosphere as well, and people aren't afraid of sharing kind of crazy ideas because they know that they're not going to get yes-butted.
I love it. We're talking with Beth Storrs, the co-author of Outsmart Your Instincts, that it's ingrained in us to be naysayers. Now, why do some people have it more than others? Like, did their parents, did their cave ancestors not worry about what was in the bushes?
Were their parents cave ancestors?
Well, I can't really speak to specific people without insulting anybody, but no, there is
go ahead.
There is something,
this is just
is
major market
research.
Media.
Yeah, exactly. There is some research that shows that being negative actually sounds smarter.
Oh,
so when you're in meetings,
is that why they do that?
So when you're in meetings and you start to point out all of the reasons why something's not going to work, people tend to listen to you because they think it sounds really smart. So, you know, that's something that you want to kind of be aware of. And if anything, to be honest, we feel that if you're a negative naysayer and you just constantly are yes-butting people and shooting down ideas, it's actually very lazy because you're not pushing your brain to really solution find, and you're not pushing your brain to think of, hey, what's working here? What can I use and how can I, you know, expand upon this?
This is so fascinating. I bet we could talk to you all day long. Beth, where do we want people to connect with you and follow up with your book and your ideas and help them turn the naysayers into innovators?
Well, our book is available on Amazon.com, and you can learn more about just our process and how we incorporate these concepts into our work as innovation consultants at www.ideastogo.com. And you can follow me on Twitter at Beth Storrs.
Okay, so for Ideas to Go, is it the word to, T-O?
T-O, yes. Excellent. Ideas, T-O-G-O.
I love it. You know, sometimes people put the number in there and it's confused it for everybody else. Ideas to Go. final word of wisdom or thought that somebody can take back to the office today, Beth, in their next team meeting?
The next time you hear someone say yes, but, ask them, what do they wish for?
Eric's already.
I got this. I got this for sure.
I love it. Beth, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
This was so much fun. Right?
Anytime we get somebody in as a guest that talks about communication.
I wish you would do that more often.
Oh, you do?
Yes, and I wish you would. I wish they were all single, though.
Why is that?
I wish
you
would stop asking me questions.
How many women do you want to be dating at
one time? I wish you to stop this line of questioning.
I think you missed the point.
I don't think so.
I think you completely missed
the point.
I'm spot
on the point.
Do you think so?
All right. So we are having some interesting issues. And so thank you so much for the people who are listening to us on your drive home. We appreciate you. God bless you. And with the new technology that we've got, we're streaming to Facebook Live. And the audio is coming and going and so on. We know that it's working, though the people who are telling us can't hear us anyways.
Oh, they can't? Are they having issues with hearing it?
They're having issues, but we're working on it. We've got our guy, Mark Crowley, who is rocking it. And, of course, Nick Rockwell's driving, so he's listening in on his car.
Well, be sure to join us tonight at the Exchange Tavern in Westminster from 5:30 to 7:30 for a monthly networking event going on tonight.
I'm super excited about that. It's going to be a great shindig, a hoedown, a hootenanny.
It's not going to be any of that.
There could be horses and hay.
Event. It is not like that at all.
You never know. Beer for my horses, whiskey for my men, or something like that. Hey, we'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
If you rely on networking to build your business, you need Renovate. If you are sick of wasting your time cold calling to find a few, you need Renovate. Extreme Relationship Management will help you renovate. Renovate is revolutionary training that elevates your not working and supercharges your networking to get real results. Sign up for the next Renovate training this week at ExtremeRelationshipManagement.com or call 855-I-LIKE-ERM. You need Renovate.
Do you wish your career was moving along a different path? Do you ever feel like your business owns you when it really should be the other way around? Do you feel like this isn't the life you thought you'd be living? Well, you're not alone. Sandy Corrigan has a system that helps people create careers worth having, businesses worth owning, that results in lives worth living. Call or text Sandy Corrigan today at 303-907-1010. That's 303-907-1010. It's worth the phone call.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill for pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room.
Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-973-5533. That's 800-973-5533. Call 800-973-5533 today.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute, free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Biz Talk Radio.
Revolutionizing the way people treat people in business. The Experience Pros, America's home for positive business talk.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. This is America's home for positive business talk, and if you want to join the conversation, you're invited. The number is easy to remember. It's 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. Shout out to Don Graham, who's just joined us on our live video. We're doing Facebook Live today, which is a brand new technology for us. A little buggy, but we're working it out. And thank you to those of you who are helping us keep the programming going as well as it needs to go and so on. Did you swallow a frog?
I think I did. I swallowed something wrong. Mm-hmm. How is that ever possible? All you're doing is drinking something liquid. How can you swallow it wrong?
I don't know, but you made me cough without.
Right? Yeah, it is dying. So, yes, lots of fun new technology going on here in the studio. Catch us on Facebook Live. Let us know how that's working for you.
Amanda Sear from the American Heart Association is saying hello. Or did I get that right? American Cancer Society.
Just call her Amanda.
Amanda. Yeah. Hi, Amanda. Yeah. Thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate that.
I kind of know if they all want their last names all put out there. They're at work. Remember
Sorry.
That?
Sorry.
It's in the middle of their work day.
Sorry, Amanda. I didn't mean to rat you out.
Thank you. Right now going on is the Fan Bragging Contest. Go to experiencepros.com and click on the contest in order to vote for your favorite companies.
And if your company's not listed, go list it. We'll give you the first 30 days for free. You can literally get dozens, maybe even hundreds, of fan brags. We call them fan brags. They are 5-star ratings and reviews, and you can get the first 30 days for free. We'll prove the worth, the value to you right out of the box.
All right. So as of up until last Friday, Eric and I were the morning show, which meant we weren't getting a whole lot of sleep. Now we are getting a lot of sleep. Extra 4 hours yesterday, 4 hours today. I think I've slept probably in the last 3 days. I've gotten more sleep in the last 3 days than I typically get in a whole week.
It's true. And it shows. It shows in a couple of cool ways. In our first broadcast in the afternoon yesterday, somebody came to us afterwards and said, "You guys are a little perkier." In the afternoon, you think? And then we have actual proof, because we went to go work out at Orange Theory Fitness at Parker and Arapahoe, you and I did, and this afternoon, and you hit a record. How many minutes were you in the orange zone?
I got 33 minutes in the orange zone, which, you know, normally 11 to 12 is a good workout.
And 700 calories burned in 45 minutes.
It was a 45-minute workout, and, yeah, I nailed it. And I said to Eric, I said, that's what'll happen when you've gotten some sleep under your belt. My body has figured out how to work again.
You know what else you can do while you're sleeping?
I do.
you're married.
No.
I'm talking about making money.
I do. That's what I thought, because I knew that was the topic.
Well, I don't know where my mind went.
Right, because I knew the topic was, and our promo was, how you can make money while you're sleeping. And now that we're sleeping more, we're going to make a whole lot more money.
Your face is turning red.
Right, all right. So here's some ways. It's like mailbox money, right? Since we live in the age of the internet, it is not difficult to earn a little extra money on the side that your face doesn't have to be present for. I mean, so much of what we do, we're trading time for dollars, right? We have to be present in order to make money.
Absolutely.
But thanks to the internet, we can be sleeping and we can make money. One of the first things they have on the list at entrepreneur.com is to start a blog. Make sure that your topics you write about are popular. Although they say if you still love your pet rock, I doubt there would be enough people visiting your site to monetize it.
Don't tell me what I cannot do.
But you never know.
I can write a pet rock blog and if people love it.
Yeah, so here's some things that can happen on your blog that actually, because you think, well, I write a blog. How do I monetize that?
Right.
There's three ways they recommend.
Please send me money. That's a button.
Is that
the fourth way?
How about this one? Earning commissions as an affiliate.
Yes.
This is where you push other people's products or services on your site. You've got the platform. They got the product. I got the money, honey. You got the time, right? Make sure that these products or services are relevant to your blog and you could become an affiliate. Affiliate partner with a unique code that goes back to what?
I'm just waiting until you finish so I can tell you the next one.
Okay.
You can sell advertising. but in order for people to want to pay advertising, you have to have an audience. So if you got four people and three of them are your family and one is your pet, subscribe to your blog.
Probably not going to sell a lot of advertising.
Well, you just have to adjust the rates.
Well, you do kibble. Well, work for kibble.
Right.
Finding sponsors. Slightly different than just selling ads. Sponsorships could be a one-off or sponsored content, permanent logo embedded on your foot or something like that.
Absolutely.
And all of this really, you have to have a platform. You have to have an audience.
That's right.
And people are coming to you for your audience. And once you have one, you can monetize that.
So if you want to sponsor the Experience Pros radio show, just give us a rush shout out at radio@experiencepros.com. We'll hook you up, I promise.
You can sell your own information product. You've heard of ebooks, you know, webinars, video conferences.
I used to sell a CD with all kinds of information, like 700 megabytes of information that was valuable to other people, and I would sell it for like $10 and people would buy it. I mean
this is not new. I mean, you used to see it in the newspapers, right? You would send $5 and they would send you back it wasn't a white paper.
Be careful with pyramid schemes.
But the whole point is you've got some knowledge. You've taken the time to learn something, learn a skill, learn something you're the expert on.
Right.
Package that up in a way and sell that on your website. It's 24/7, storefront going on right there.
Next thing you can do is you can earn royalties. And I'm noticing that our friend Stacy is Stacy Marie is on the YouTube Live or YouTube Live, the Facebook Live, watching us. And she says it's a great time slot for us. She knows a thing or two about royalties. I think we should learn from her.
Yeah, there are some people that have really got it. But think about this: if you've created something. A picture, you're an artist, author, actor, musician, you could earn royalties, you get that even when you have a book, posted out and published out on Amazon and all of that. And so there's a way you can make money while you're sleeping. You create the product once and the money shows up. Now, it might not be a lot of money, but it adds up over time.
Sure it does. Absolutely. And it's a good idea to do something like that. Create some mailbox money for yourselves, why don't you? And if you've got ideas, you want to share your ideas with us, the number to call, 855-FANBRAG, 855-326-2724. We'd love to chat with you. And, this is the home of positive business talk, so we're going to keep it always positive all the time. Go check out the fan bragging contest. And literally, if you're listening to this broadcast and you're not listed on the directory, you can't participate in the contest. But if you do, I'll give you the first 30 days for free, and you'll get dozens, hundreds of testimonials, and they'll all be five-star. Come on. What's to do that? ExperiencePros.com, and then click the link for the contest. We'll be back right after the top of the hour news. Thanks for listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show.
The Experience Pros.
Are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.